Batman's got this Kevlar fucking mech suit that he's in. He's like, Robin, you wear the neoprene panties. It'll be good.
He's like, I'm going to teach you everything you need to know to be a superhero. He takes him down to the Batcave, and he's like, all right, so first you got to get a really good outfit. This is the thing I've got for you. And he's like, what the fuck is this, like, high school play nutcracker bullshit?
Like, fuck you, Batman. Wonder Woman's got more fucking fabric than you just gave me.
Yeah. On short notice, I went to Target and got these stockings.
See, that's how Nightwing was really born.
Yeah, that's why he hates Batman so much. He's like, that motherfucker.
That bat bastard had me trapping around like a fucking Thailand fun boy.
Hello, welcome to Because Nerd. I'm your host, Chris Farrell, joined today by three of my best and oldest friends, Clint.
Hello, and remember, always rook eye.
Mike.
Hey now.
And Brad.
Ew.
All right, guys, what's been going on?
So I just moved into my new office, and I was going through all my stuff, and I found this, dude. 1996, official Jeet Kune Do member under Gary Dill, Professor Gary Dill. That was like the card I got when I originally joined. So 1996, and then I stopped in 2009.
I bought a laminator too, just so I could make stuff like that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I came up with this on my own. It was awesome. I don't even know what this Japanese means. I think it means like dill pickle. I'm not quite sure.
It means way of the pickle.
Way of the pickle? Oh, look, I'm called martial artist on this. Listen, the martial artist whose name appears on this card is registered as a member of the Jeet Kune Do Association, a division of the Self-Defense Systems Martial Arts Foundation of the year 1996. See, guys, it says it right here. I'm a martial artist.
So Steven Seagal.
I got to back up to a little bit of the beginning of your story. Did you say that you have Sensei Dill Pickle? That's where you were at?
Professor Dill Pickle and Professor Takis.
And everyone, every time we'd show up for class, we'd go, what's the deal?
What's the deal today? And then we'd get punched in the stomach. And you want to know something? Roper signed it.
Nice.
Oh, that's fucking hell cool. Yeah.
I sent him a message and I was like, hey, Mr. Saxon, love you, blah, blah, blah. If there's one thing you can do is sign the picture for me saying it's the Doe Roper. Because my favorite line in Enter the Dragon is when he's like, it's the Doe Roper. And I was like, it's the Doe Roper. That's like the weirdest thing. But he signed it, it's the Roper. So I was like, oh, that's more fitting, I guess, than saying it's the Doe Roper. But I always thought that movie had the best, most horrible one-liners and like just the worst. It was the best movie ever made, but also kind of the worst movie ever made in certain parts.
No, it was both in all of it and all at the same time.
Yeah.
Nope. It's in the top five, hands down.
No, I agree. But it's like, you know, when do they come up with the overdub of the voice for the guy on the boat where he's like, you know, wanting to fight Bruce Lee, and he's like,
that's my second favorite scene.
Watch your style. But he's like, my style, out of fighting without fighting. But like his voice is like a weird, he's trying to be like from New York, but he's really from like the Ukraine. And they were like, okay, you got to sound like a menacing bad guy from New York. Okay. If you could be a master of the weapons of any of the four Ninja Turtles, what weapon would you pick? If you could be like super proficient in it, like just the baddest man on earth. What do I
have to base this off of? Because I have a favorite Ninja Turtle, but he doesn't actually use my favorite weapon.
Chris, what's your favorite Ninja Turtle and what's your favorite weapon?
Yeah, you can tell us both.
All right. So, I mean, if I'm going with the turtle, I'm going with Roth. I've always thought I love the independent streak. Roth's a take no shit turtle. And that just always.
He's also the most moody of them all. He's kind That's of the emo turtle, if you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, that part is kind of annoying. Like,
he's the Batman of all the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. I picked my Ninja Turtle favorite when I was a teenager. I don't think I would. I think if I had learned about them now, it probably wouldn't be where I would fall. But it spoke to me at that time.
Yeah, I'm the same way, right? Like back in the day, like I now would pick Donatello because not only is he a motherfucking badass with a bow staff, he's just as strong as the other guys, but he's super smart. So the guy could whip up whatever the fuck, you know, it's like But back in the day, I was like totally into Michelangelo because, like, at the time, I was like, what, six?
You whatever. Were a party kid, dude. Yeah,
I was like the fucking Eden party. All I wanted to do was skateboard and, like, you know, whatever.
Cowabunga.
Now looking back, I'm like, that fucking guy.
I don't know. I'd have to probably say for portability, nunchucks, you know?
Yeah.
Because the bow staff, you got a 10-foot staff you got to carry around with you.
Yeah, true.
That's what I was going to say. Mikey and Mikey.
Oh.
I don't know, though, man. Like, I would like to see a proficient master of nunchucks versus a proficient master of size. I think it would be kind of interesting to see, because the size, you can almost, like, if someone's swinging a nunchuck and it goes inside, true, you know, you trap it, rip it out of their hands and stab them in the neck a few times.
It's made for trapping.
So I'd probably go size if we're talking practicality. Now, if we're talking, like, just in a battle in a field where people are running at me, it'd definitely be a katana, right?
But I was gonna say the katana. When we go to weapons, katana, yeah, okay. For goddamn,
yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah, take that back.
Especially you're gonna dual wield some katana.
I was watching a video the other day, and I can't believe I never thought about this before. In the Karate Kid, in the very end, when he does the crane kick and then kicks him in the face, and that's the final thing, and it's like all done. Kicks to the face were not allowed in that match. Yeah, that's what Danielson does to win the match and win the whole movie. Daniel totally should have been disqualified.
He won the movie.
I think it was more of a throat kick. I don't think it was a face kick. I think it was a throat kick, wasn't it?
Like right here. You're right. That's the loophole. It's totally legal. As long as you go for the throat, right?
Yeah, see?
Well, what
yeah.
they don't show you is after the tournament, you know, basically he wins and then he gets disqualified and they yank the fucking trophy out of his hands when he walks outside and gives it to the other team anyway. You just don't see that part.
Right.
And then Mr. Miyagi finds him and he's like, no, Danielson. Then he swears revenge on the Cobra Kai master. He sets the Cobra Kai dojo on fire while they're all training one day, and he puts like a stick through the lock in the front, you know, the handles, and he just watches them all burn.
Karate Kid Dark.
Right.
Have you ever watched the Karate Kid? What do they call it? It's on RedTube, YouTube Red or whatever.
Whoa.
RedTube? No.
Oh, yeah, that's a totally different
that's
one. Totally
that's
different
not
one.
Karate Kid.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Cock Ready Kid, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are great, too. But the ones with Danielson are really good as well, because they're like in their, you know, middle yeah. age or whatever.
Danielson. Stroke on, stroke off.
Hey, you don't have to make a joke on that one. It's already wax on, wax off.
Right, exactly.
I browsed through something that said that Tom Cruise is going to be the first actor to film a movie in space.
Space, yeah.
Yep.
That's a total Tom Cruise move, man.
Yeah, absolutely. But what's that? I mean, but is that really going to be a good movie, though? Like, it's kind of cool with like special effects, you can make things happen. But if you're actually in space, you're going to be limited to what you can only do in space.
Oh, no. It's going to be awesome, because it doesn't matter what happens in the movie. We're going to watch that motherfucker walk around on top of a spaceship. Like,
right. Like, gonna, you know. I thought you were going to say something much differently. Again, it doesn't matter what it is. We're going to see that motherfucker die.
Whatever happens, Tom Cruise will fix the whole situation by sprinting.
He's going to do some seriously stupid shit. So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, because he's going to fly a SpaceX rocket or some bullshit. And
that's going to be how Tom dies.
In fairness, though, the SpaceX rocket is you don't really have to have pilots, right? I mean, the pilots are there in case something goes wrong, but for the most part, wasn't that just two dudes in seats?
I thought you were going to say because it's a conspiracy theory and these rockets don't actually fly.
They don't. And they didn't take off. It's all a fucking conspiracy theory hoax.
Did you see the shadows, man?
He's not going to pilot it. He's going to hang on to the outside of it.
Oh,
that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. But here's the scene, though, right? Like, he's climbing up the outside of it. And they're like, there's three stages in the rockets of the Saturn V or whatever, right? So it's like first stage deployment, you know, in five. And he's like, oh, shit. So he's got to do some of those rock jumps where he like pulls himself really hard up and grabs onto the next one and pulls it up.
Yeah, see?
And then like first one shoots off and he's like, all right, I made it. And then it's like, all right, phase two. And he gets to the very top. And then
He comes
over the top of the windshield and scares them because they don't realize there's a guy on there.
We have got to get through Tom Cruise's people because I think we're writing a good movie right now.
Is this Mission Impossible?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can say it's Mission Impossible 7 or whatever the fuck we're on now. Yeah.
I wonder if they're ever going to make a Mission Possible movie where it's like everything in the movie is like totally doable.
Well, that's really boring. That's, you know,
it's just a grocery list.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, hey, could you just deliver this pile of folders over to the other office over there? Sure. Yeah, got it. No problem. All right.
Got it. Hey, will this disintegrate or blow up if I don't get it right? They're like,
oh, no, it's fine. No,
just put it on the desk, man.
Yeah, cool. Just, what are you talking about, dude?
I made it on time.
Mission possible.
It sounded to me like we were starting to get to the point where we were going to mix like a Mission Impossible movie with the Fast and Furious movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be, I'd watch that crossover. I mean, it'd be as dumb as they already are, but I mean, sure, I'll show up and,
yeah.
and eat my popcorn and have some fun.
Kind of what it, I mean, really, isn't Fast and the Furious, isn't that what it is now? It's just a Mission Impossible movie with like dumb acting in cars? Like,
basically.
Have you guys saw the last one? Jesus
come
Christ.
Come on, man. It's all about family. Dude.
Yeah, it's all about family and yeah. Vin Diesel being
in it is all about family.
That's right.
I've never seen any of the Fast and Furious.
God bless you.
Never plan to.
Mike, you are a treasure.
I kidding. Zero fucking interest. Zero fucking interest.
Oh, no.
Mike, what kind of life are you living, man?
Yeah, you're missing out.
Well, I watched Invisible Man last night.
Mike, take some shots. Watch the Fast and Furious movies, man.
Oh, well, there you go. Right.
Rest in peace, Paul Walker. No, the reason, I'll tell you what, the reason I have watched them all is one, I'm an idiot. Two,
valid. Totally valid.
I'm easily entertained.
And confirmed.
When the first one came out in like 96, 97, whenever the first one came out, like that was the time where like I had moved back to Michigan and like I'd gotten into cars and like I really wanted to have a fast car, you know.
You're sad, didn't have any friends.
And he was furious.
And so I got in with these like, you know, a bunch of kids at school had like cars that were not fast, but we were the only kids that had the cars, so we thought they were fast.
Still really furious though, right?
His cars were so furious.
They were furiously rusted is what they were.
You have to be furious.
In Michigan, it's furiously rust. That's what it does.
That's no shit.
Yeah, so I love that movie because I'd watch it and I was like, oh, that's it. I got to get a fucking Mitsubishi Eclipse GSX Turbo. And then later when I got older and knew what like cars were, I was like, that car fucking sucks.
Brad, didn't you have some thoughts about how space was trying to kill us in so many ways, even the trying to shoot turds at us or something like that?
Oh, yeah, the cigar asteroid. They call it a cigar asteroid. Yeah, I call bullshit. That's totally a turd.
Okay. We all know that somebody in whoever saw it was like, that's a piece of shit. And they're like, we can't say it's a shit meteor, dude. We got to say something else. And they're like, what? It doesn't look like anything else. Like maybe
the fecal meteor.
Maybe it's a fucking baby Ruth. And they're like, no,
it's that Bill Murray scene in Caddyshack.
Yeah. Dookie.
They call it a cigar. So one, you got to question what kind of cigars they're smoking. Two,
right.
No one really is going to look at it and think it's a cigar. Obviously.
Yeah, not at all. Not even a little bit.
I'm pretty sure I saw a peanut. A picture.
Yeah. I'm like, cigars don't have bumps and curve in the middle.
Yeah, right.
That is not what they do.
There's peanut right there. It's corn.
I'm pretty sure that that this was just cut out of the original Fantastic Four, but like I think first the turd passes by and then the Silver Surfer passes by and he alerts the planet that Galactus is on his way and he's recently eaten and he's now defecated.
You know, the Silver Surfer is supposed to come first, but Galactus ate like, you know, Planet Jalapeno and
yeah, exactly.
And then he's like, no. Well,
okay, that's a good point. What if he does have that jalapeno? Where he has that thing that he gets the diarrhea.
Oh yeah, no, that's
what happens.
Well, that's what we call a meteor shower, Mike.
Oh man,
that's not an asteroid. That's a meteor shower.
Space is a harsh environment, man. No doubt.
Whenever the cigar turd came through our solar system, I mean, it was pretty recent, right? But okay, hear me out here. It actually does hit the Earth, and it causes like an ice age, like the other one, right? We're all wiped out. A few hundred years later. Humans repopulate, and then eventually, thousands of years later, they go back and they figure out the second ice age. How'd that happen? Imagine when they discover it's just a big fucking pile of shit.
Just a big turd. And they're like, wow, let's pretend it wasn't even shit. It's just that asteroid wipes us out. And thousands of years, are going to be like, are you serious? What took out the human population was an asteroid looks like a turd? That is fucking funny. That is crazy.
Ooh, you guys remember Starship Troopers? Starship Troopers, right?
Truthers.
That's that asteroid that's a bug poop from the planet Klandathu.
That's all the bugs are doing. It's just like launching their turrets at us.
It's going to take out Buenos Aires.
Good point.
Yeah. Right now, they're just practicing their aim.
Yeah.
Small ones first.
turds in space.
Yeah, I mean, you would think about like galactic beings or eternal beings or whatever in the comic book universe is like they're magic or they're made of cosmic energy. So like, I guess they're beyond shitting. Like, does God shit? You know, probably not, right?
Hey, no. Hey, we're made in the image of.
True statement.
He definitely takes poops every so often.
God definitely has to, because that explains a whole bunch of stuff on this earth.
Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. 100%. So maybe we're onto something here. Maybe we come up with a Because Nerd comic, you know, and it's all about just the movements of galactic beings. And we kind of explain that they're all just people, too. You
know? Why are those big baddies always in, like, the most barren of environments? There's, like, nothing there, right? They're just like, you're on a rock.
That's a good point.
You're the Watchers just sitting on a fucking stump in space. Nothing around you.
Yeah. Yeah, they're always in like some rock, like some chair made of rock, and they're like in a planet, nothing around them, and they're just like so bored with life or whatever, and it's like...
That explains why they're so pissed off and they try to take over worlds.
I was going to say too, yeah, I mean, it shows why nobody hangs out with them. Speaks to their personality.
Yeah, right. They just want some fun. I want to see like the next Marvel movie opens up and it's like, we go to planet 4517 in the barren wastelands of a, wait a minute, is that dance music? Yeah, right. And they're like, he's like, all right, everybody, we're going to take over the universe. Yeah. And everyone's like, woo. And it's like, he's the fun bad guy. You know, like he's there to party, but you're going to die. So how about that? How about invisible people, huh?
Well, okay. Now I'll go back to my segue that happened 20 minutes ago. I did watch The Invisible Man last night. I thought it was good, entertaining, fun, right? It, like you said earlier, the thing with invisibility, kind of like vampires, there's just too many different tropes on them. So every time I think of invisibility, I think the power is going to be like physical, right? So like the original Invisible Man, it's your body. Like he's got to wrap himself up with toilet paper so you can see him.
Which was the worst thing you could have used.
It's like the shittiest power ever, though. It's like if you wanted to use it, you're walking out barefoot, junk hanging out. I mean,
I don't see a problem.
What if you're invisible and you're walking through and your dick just hangs out, right? Because you can't cover it up. Because if you cover it up, it defeats the purpose, right? But you're like walking through a forest or maybe a cornfield, because let's say whatever your objective is through that cornfield, you're going to cut your dick off with corn, right? And you can't wear a cup or pants because they're going to see it. The dumbest thing is to say that your body itself turns invisible.
You have to really think about your location and where you want to live. If that's going to be your power, I would say probably stick to Hawaii.
Here's a problem though. You're not thinking about sunburns.
Oh, well, no, at this point you're invisible. So, I mean, to what level? Like,
does radiation not affect invisible people?
That's the question. How invisible are you? Or, I mean, light is radiation. So it is literally passing through him.
Well, yeah, but okay. So it's passing through him, but that's not just the radiation that the sun provides, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, does gamma ray radiation pass through you? I mean, it might. I don't know.
Well, I guess, yeah. Like you said, how invisible are you?
You're so invisible that you can't be seen.
Done. Solved.
Well, a lot of them have been seen in...
infrared, right? Because heat picks them up.
Yeah, infrared picks them up.
Okay, so the...
But then again, but heat, radiation, heat... I mean, Chris, you're the one to ask here, but like, isn't heat just another form of radiation? And if radiation is light vis-a-vis fucking invisible people?
Where did you get your degree at?
Professor Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters.
he printed off the same place he got that Jeet Kune Do.
Yeah, exactly. I got my degree right here, and it's even got tape on it.
Did Chris and Brad, did you watch the Invisible Man movie, the new one?
Yeah,
I have not.
Dude, okay, let me ask you this. Okay, so Chris, I it was a good movie, man. And Chris, this might be a little bit of a spoiler, but if you want me to stop, let me know.
Oh, I knew what we were getting into today. That's fine.
So, okay, the movie itself is pretty good, right? And it's a suit that the guy wears.
So when do they tell you that it's a suit? I mean, do you know that early on in the movie?
It's from the very beginning.
Foreshadowed right at the very beginning.
Okay. Well, okay, so it's prefaced like she knows what's going on because she lives there, right? And he terrorized her and trapped her and held her prisoner.
Got all that from the trailer, yep.
Yeah. And then you kind of see that there's a suit and then like he fakes his death and all that. So you know from the beginning, but she's the only one, if you're viewing the movie from her perspective, and that's what you are because it's the way it's written, then she would be the only one that would know about it.
Okay. So to me, like, so you guys are, you're revealing that it's a suit. So that's kind of a reveal, but you're also saying you kind of knew it from the start of the movie. So not really a reveal if you just start watching the movie. Like, this movie, being that I haven't even watched it, I was already annoyed by it because the trailers, as most trailers, told me way too fucking much.
Way, like, too much.
Yeah. I didn't really care to watch the movie anymore after they had showed me everything in the trailer. Like, at first, the trailer makes it seem like it's a ghost that might be, like, fucking with her and, like, shit's going on. But then, for one thing, the name of the movie is Invisible Man. and it becomes obvious in the trailer that it's like, he's really here. He's invisible. I don't know. That stuff alone, I feel like they set up a whole thing to make it intriguing, and then immediately we're like, and now we're spoiling that for you right now.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Well, here's the other thing, though. When he wears this suit, he becomes a fucking super ninja.
Oh.
Because his suit has cameras that bend light. Like, he murdered 75 cops.
Dude, even my wife said that immediately after some of those scenes. It was like, well, wait the fuck a minute. Does he have, like, super strength, too? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't, because when you look at the suit is made of neoprene with a bunch of little cameras all over it. So it's like, there's no way that flimsy-ass fucking nutsack of a suit is going to give you super strength.
There's also no way it's going to be as invisible. Then, if that's the case, then, like, if you're going to try to put a scientific explanation to it, pure invisibility ain't going to be the case.
There will be some visual illusions, structural illusions.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, pure invisibility ain't going to be a thing.
So the Predator had it right.
Yeah. Predator knew what was up.
That kind of happens in that new movie where it basically gets hit and shit, right? Now all of a sudden the suit starts malfunctioning, but otherwise he's purely invisible.
Well, that's only when it gets hit, like in the restaurant scene, you know what I mean? It's crystal clear.
Right.
Which that scene was fucking awesome, by the way.
It was pretty awesome.
It was, but I almost like the scene with the little girl that she's staying with, because you're just like, oh, what the fuck? He just punched her in the face. He just punched her in the face.
It's like, she's 15, for God's sake. What the fuck?
The guy was certainly a fucking asshole, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let me ask you guys something about movies. Like, okay, so if you're a maniacal asshole, right, then... Yeah, maybe it'd be a little bit stronger than some people. Is there maniacal asshole strength? I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nah. I'm kind of a maniacal asshole, but I'm actually a pussy, though, too, so I don't know how that works out.
Well, yeah, like, if you know, you were on that dude's level, you know.
You got to be smart maniacal.
You got to up your game, Mike.
Yeah. I don't have the EQ level to be that maniacal.
Yeah, right.
But there are some really cool scenes in it. That's what I enjoyed.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. The dude's house was so freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That house is fucking amazing. Cool
house.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Tony Stark, for sure. That's the house that the Mandarin blew up.
But did you guys see the meme that it has Drax? Drax, Invisible Man?
Yes, with Drax, best ever.
That was hilarious.
That's where they fucked up on that movie. They should have put Drax in it.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Oh, that'd have been so good. Hey, dee 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 dee.
Hey,
it's story time with Brad.
Hey, da, 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 da,
Brad. Sit down, kid, and shut the fuck up. Tell this story. So,
Brad, can I have some juice before we start?
Shut up, Mike.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, so Blackhawks have the tail rotor, right? You got a little pylon that you have to climb up. You got to do some inspections.
Wait a minute. Let's first take a step back there and explain what a pylon is for anybody that's not in the know.
A pylon is a section of the aircraft that is not a fuselage.
It's the booty side of the helicopter where it starts to point up.
Yeah, that's it.
Got it. I'm following along.
So on something as big as a Black Hawk, you have to climb up it to inspect the tail rotor, right? So it's got these pegs that come out of the tail pylon, right? And you got to stand on these things. So one day, one of these pegs broke, and let's call him Sergeant Jimmy. Sergeant Jimmy fell down, and he was held up by his nutsack.
Hey.
Yep.
That can't be real. That can't, because there's no way the tensile strength of a nutsack can carry up. Well, I'm guessing.
Or it's a lot thinner and longer than it used to be.
It got swollen.
I bet. First off, can we throw our hats off to Jimmy here? Because that's a real man when your nutsack is like holding you up. That's awesome.
Damn straight.
Let's take our hats off to Sergeant Jimmy and his nutsack, because he was like stuck there upside down. for a solid couple of minutes, right? As one of my buddies ran over there and had to lift him up off of there, and he was like a bloody mess, right?
Okay, one, you threw blood in there.
Yep.
Two, you know when you watch somebody and they get kicked in the nuts, or they're on their bicycle and they smack down on that bar, and you get that little feeling in your stomach?
Yeah.
You're like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's happening to me right now.
Yep. Well, imagine Sergeant Jimmy, because...
I am. That's why it's happening. I have to admit, that's a way funner job than I have, though.
Well, what? Hanging upside down by your ball sack?
Well, I don't know. I'm never going to rack my nuts on my desk or anything.
Oh, no, like, I never, ever have went into the office before and saw somebody hanging by their ball sack on the back of a helicopter. I mean, that's a pretty good day at the office. I mean, I feel bad for Jimmy. Don't get me wrong. I've never seen that at work before.
I'm sure the VA squared him away. I hope so, anyway.
There's a hall of fame of, like, just sort of ball sacks and penises and, like, window frames that are, like, all lined up on the walls. Here's Willie's Wang. Here's Jimmy's junk.
You know, like in war back in the day, like if you shot down a Zero fighter or something, they would put like a little insignia on the side of your helicopter or your jet to show like how many you've killed. The back of the helicopter just has a bunch of little dick nut sacks on the back. Like this thing is claimed 14 men.
How many nuts it's claimed? So I was climbing up on the aircraft the other day, right? And I was thinking to myself, I really don't want to end up like Jimmy. You know, I worry about those things breaking because I work on some really old helicopters.
My nuts don't have that kind of tensile strength to them the way Jimmy's did.
At this age, mine are a lot longer, so I don't know. I might be okay. I'm not sure.
It's more of a human hammock. I can just hang from it all day.
You hold those things up when you sit on the toilet.
A nut sammock. Nuts.
Oh, God. Mine would probably be a little bit more in the line of like a bungee cord that wasn't long enough. It's like your old goat balls just made you hit the ground.
It's going to be a tragedy because I'm going to catch my nutsack and bang my head off the concrete.
you go in for work in the morning and, you know, the boss is like, okay, we lost Willy's Wang yesterday. We lost Johnny's junk last week. I need you guys to be careful.
It becomes the double dog dare from like a Christmas story where it's like, I double dog dare you to climb up that pylon.
2 hours into it. God damn it, we just lost Daryl's dick.
How did your dick get caught? I mean, it's not even like nuts. It's just a dick. How did that get caught?
No one's safe. So you know for a fact that had to happen to Batman and Robin, like swinging through Gotham, right? And then Dick gets his dick caught on a freaking gargoyle.
I'm imagining like the 1960s Batman, like those scenes of like them like going up the building, but like you get one where all of a sudden like, you know, Robin like slips a little bit and he's like, holy nutsacks, Batman.
I'm a Robin. Yeah.
I'm all tangled
up. That was a close one. I almost lost my nutsack.
And he's so golly jeepers about it, you know, like
golly geez, Batman, my cock just fell out of my thong. Which is basically that green thing that he's wearing, right?
Batman goes to him and he's like, I'm gonna teach you everything you need to know to be a superhero. And so like he takes him down to the Batcave and he's like, all right, so first you gotta get a really good outfit. This is the thing I've got for you. And he's like, what the fuck is this like high school play nutcracker bullshit that you got me to put on right now?
He's like, fuck you, Batman. Wonder Woman's got more fucking fabric than you just gave me.
Yeah. Batman's got this Kevlar fucking mech suit that he's in. He's like, Robin, you wear the neoprene panties. It'll be good.
He gives fucking Robin some green girls panties, you know?
Right.
Seriously, Batman?
All right. I did on short notice. I went to Target and got these stockings.
Batman, I am never going to incite fear into my enemies when I'm in girls' fucking green underwear.
That's not the purpose. You're going to make them laugh their asses off. They're going to be so distracted.
And then I'm going to come up behind them. I'm going to punch them in the side of the head and they won't see me coming.
That's part of your training, Robin. Now stop being a pussy.
See, that's how Nightwing was really born.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he hates Batman so much. He's like, that motherfucker. I asked him so many times to give me a cool bat suit. He never did. I kept wearing these goddamn wetsuits that he got from the Navy Army store.
That bat bastard had me trapping around like a fucking Thailand fun boy.
I was a goddamn certified circus acrobatic professional.
I could swing from shit. I swing from shit. I go from one building to another. Fuck him. He dresses me up like a Thailand fun boy and fucking green women.
That's it.
You call me motherfucking Nightwing now.
I had all these acrobatic skills, but every time the Joker's out there and he's like, come on up, Batman. I'm going to fucking burn this city down. And he would just fucking kick me out there. And the Joker would start laughing his ass off and be like, look at this little fuck boy. And then next thing you know, he'd sneak up behind him.
He always stole my thunder. God damn it.
So throughout throughout comics, you know, everybody's like, well, what happened between you and Bats, Dick? You know, Nightwing's always like, you wouldn't understand, or we had a falling out or whatever. But he just doesn't want to talk about the fact that he left one of his nuts on a skyscraper in Gotham.
So, you ever ran through the city in girls' panties? If you've never done it, then you don't understand.
The city is fucking pointy, man.
I've talked before about the episode in the animated series where Batman disappears and Superman shows up and then like goes on to help him figure out like what happened to Bruce. But I was trying to imagine if like Superman shows up and he's like, hey, where's Bruce? Robin's like, I don't know. He's gone. It's weird. And he's like, all right, I'm going to pretend to be Batman and help you out. Let's get dressed up. I'll pretend to be him and we'll go do this. And then Robin puts the suit on and he's like, wait, what? That, he makes you wear that? Superman's like, wait, where are your pants? And he's like, Bruce doesn't let me wear the pants. He's like, put the pants on. Put the fucking pants on.
I can't. Like, Clark, I don't even have any pants.
He keeps me in the cave with the bats. I don't fucking get anything. It's like, and it's not even the outfit. Like, I get the outfit. Okay, it's neoprene, whatever. The colors, though. Jesus Christ, you got to give the guy the red, green, yellow fucking Christmas tree suit that every bad guy sees from a mile away.
Again, he's Batman bait.
Yeah, I gotta say, man, you know. That's bait.
Yeah, right? He's just a distraction.
He is.
Yeah.
Batman's throwing him out there like chum, attracting the sharks.
Hey, guys, look over here. Look, there's a pretty young guy in a weird suit over here. Everybody come out of the woods.
Hey, you gonna sneak alongside him and I'll punch him in the back of the head.
It's a well-known fact that all the bad guys in Gotham are pedophiles. Gotham City has most pedophiles per capita. They have to go door to door and say, hello, I'm a sex offender. So I'm going to throw you out there and they're going to come running. And I'm going to punch him.
That's Batman's whole thing. Like, they're robbing a bank, but then he sends Robin out there. And every time the police show up, he's like, they were robbing a bank. And also, they're sexual predators because they were with this little boy.
They were looking at that guy.
Oh, entrapment. I like that. I actually had a lot more respect for Batman on this one, though.
Yeah, see, they were eyeing this little kid. So, like, it gets every single one of them on the sexual predator list.
And then when the bad guys show up, the Joker's like, no, I swear to God, I was trying to get the fucking money. I don't like the kid. I don't want the kid. I want the fucking money.
What's that TV show, To Catch a Predator? You know, they set it up for the TV in the door, right? So,
have a seat.
So, like, To Catch a Predator, like a dude's walking in and Robin is sitting there and he's like, did you bring the pizza? Did you bring the pizza? And then he starts eating the pizza. And then Batman busts in.
Oh,
what is this?
Hi, I'm Batman. Have a seat. Why don't you have a seat? Wait, so you didn't write? I can't wait to stick my finger in your childish... What? No, I didn't write that, man. I was here for the pizza.
I thought we just shared a pizza.
Well, I'm sorry. That's not what the tape shows.
That show is a shit show and a half, but I do love that Batman and Robin are the Chris Hansen of the fucking Gotham pedophile world. That is fucking awesome. Well, look, he said he was in the circus. I thought he was at least 18. Does he fucking look 18?
Oh my God. Oh. He's got girls' panties on, for God's sakes.
Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch.
Oh, shit. I hate Batman so much.
I love Batman, but I love your hate of Batman even more.
Clint's hatred for Batman is one of the last pure things in this world.
And poor Robin.
Oh, Lord, man.
Oh, yeah. That fucking guy.
Before we wrap it up, one little shout out. Sergeant Jimmy, wherever you are, hope your nuts are fine.
Still want to hear more? Well, you're in luck, because there's plenty more where that came from. Check us out at becausenerd.com or search for us wherever you get your podcast. We'll catch you nerds next time.